This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The city of Burnsville, south of Minneapolis, is in deep grief after two police officers and a paramedic were shot and killed while responding to a call about an armed man barricaded in his home. Police Chief Tanya Schwartz.
We are all hurting. Our officers, our fire department, our families, all of our staff, our community. We're heartbroken.
Seven children were able to safely escape the home. Police say the suspect is dead. Former President Donald Trump says he will appeal after a New York judge ruled he and his businesses must pay more than $350 million as part of a state fraud case. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman on Face the Nation.
Donald Trump and his lawyers will look for a reduction in the amount of the penalty. The penalty is astronomical.
Trump campaigned in Michigan last night and called the decision election interference, saying, quote, our court system is a mess. Former President Jimmy Carter has been in hospice care for a year. WSB's Jonathan O'Brien.
The Carter family says the 99-year-old is grateful for the love and support over the past year as he remains on hospice care at his home in Plains. The length of time doesn't surprise Dorothy Davis with Visiting Nurse Health System, a hospice provider here in Atlanta.
People don't know when they're going to die, so physicians might give somebody 6 weeks to live, and they might live 8 months.
Davis says patients can do very well on hospice depending on the circumstances. She believes the former president making the decision public has encouraged others to think about their options. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
The mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is trying to claim his body after he suddenly died in a penal colony in the Arctic. Former CBS News Moscow bureau chief and Fordham University professor Beth Noble.
There are all kinds of reports flying around about the location of Alexei Navalny's remains and what might have happened to cause his death on Friday. What we know for sure is only that his mother and lawyer traveled from Moscow to the Russian Arctic town of Salakhard, near the prison where Navalny was last held, and have not yet located his body.
The BAFTAs were handed out earlier tonight. Seven awards went to the movie Oppenheimer, including for Best Film, Best Director, and Best Actor to Cillian Murphy, who spoke about scientist J. Robert Oppenheimer's legacy.
He meant different things to different people, and you know, one man's monster is another man's hero, and that's why I love movies, because we have a space to celebrate and interrogate and investigate that complexity.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music. The most metal band in the world, Lords of the Trident, on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music, the Metal Seed, the Death Dealer before that. Lords of the Trident, they have a lot of stuff going on. The people at Conflux Creations, they created a huge D&D monster manual based on their album, The Offering. It's free for you to check out right now at lordsofthetrident.com. And while you're there, don't forget, Lords of the Trident have a brand new EP coming out very soon. It's finished. It's been sent off to the mixing and engineering department. Brand new Lords of the Trident is just around the corner. Can't wait. Good evening, everybody. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison to pick up your locally hand-blowing glass. IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by White Curt Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or at WhiteCurt-LakePoint.com. Coming up in heavy tonight, I have brand new music from Where's the Key, The Sleevens, and Revolution X, plus Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Right now, a brand new band out of Milwaukee. I should say a brand new track from Illusion of Fate. These guys are from Milwaukee, and they have a brand new album dropping in May. It's called Portals to Cur. They have a few tracks up on their Bandcamp page that you can check out right now. Here's one of them, Visions of Sunless Skies. It's Illusion of Fate on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. attention.
Where is the key? That is Echoes on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Where is the key? A newer band from Madison, actually founded in 2023. The group spends its time making music and investigating paranormal paradoxes and hunting cryptids. Sounds like a lot of fun. Where is the key? You can see them live at 301 Studio in Portage on March 8th and April 26th at the Retro City Rockade in Janesville. The Brash Menagerie and Fall to Rise before that. Good evening. I am Jimmy K. This is Max Inc. Heavy. Essential Last Crack is coming up at 11 o'clock tonight. Two songs from the Mighty Last Crack. Every week at 11 o'clock during Max Inc. Heavy. Before that, I'll have details about a show that was just released, Taz Fest. It's happening in May. I'll have all the details. Plus, we'll hear a couple songs from bands on that bill. That's coming up next on Max Inc. Heavy.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advanced tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's the guy with the rings, man! The guy with the rings!
Don't care if I never die. And only I know the reason why. Don't care.
South Side.
Yeah.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with Rogue Rat and Drag Strip Queen. Carbellion before that with Pity the Backseat. Max Inc. Radio presents Taz Bash 3.0, presented by Max Inc. Radio, Saturday, May 4th at the Red Rooster. Oh, goodness, this is just a sick lineup. Check this out. Droids Attack, Rogue Rat, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Iron Plow, Plant, All Murder, Fiberweed, and Nostalgia. It's all happening Saturday, May 4th. The show starts at noon. It's a full day of hard rock metal at the Red Rooster. It's Taz Bash. And the cool thing about this show, all the proceeds are going to benefit Music Makes a Difference. It's a great charitable organization. More details are on the event on Facebook. Just search for Taz Bash 3.0. It's presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. This band's going to tear up Taz Bash for sure. It's Droids Attack on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. We'll be right back.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music with The Heroes Lie, Lights, Camera, Action, that's their latest one. Droids Attack before that with Clawhammer Suicide. Of course, they are playing Taz Bash. Get all the details right now at maxincradio.com. Hope your evening is going well. Don't forget, you can check out all the podcasts for Max Inc. Radio on our website, maxincradio.com. There you'll find the interviews that we do all broken out for you. You can download and listen to Max Inc. Heavy. Also, the 6 to 9 Max Inc. Radio portion, and of course, Live in the Lair. All the details, all the podcasts right now for you at maxincradio.com. Essential Last Crack just around the corner, but first, it's Mask Intruder.
Girl, ever since I first saw you, I knew you were the one for me. I just want you to know how I feel. That's why I'm standing here. At 3 a.m. out in your front yard, singing you alone.
wanna go out, see a band, or get a drink? You wanna know what's going on? Check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene?
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
Did you know there was a time when African Americans couldn't buy their own homes? In 1948, the Supreme Court ruled the ban on selling property to black buyers was unconstitutional. Yet black people still couldn't purchase homes in white neighborhoods. The Fair Housing Act in 1968 ended this type of discrimination. But there's still work to do. Today, only 40% of black populations own their own homes. Listen for another Black History story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.